take your Bibles with me, please, to the book of Matthew. We are in Matthew chapter 5. If you've just joined us, we're going verse by verse through this book of the Word of God together. And we've arrived in Matthew chapter 5, down at verse number 14 together. Last Sunday, we saw what God said about the salt of the earth, and this morning we want to look at what Jesus says about the light of the world. Nothing is by mistake. I think it's such a fitting thing that we are about to hit our missions conference starting on Saturday evening, and our subject matter today is the light of the world as we go through the text. Tonight we will finish, by the grace of God, on the Beatitudes that Jesus talked about, the blessing on his children and how that can happen for each of us. We know the Lord and have his character, but this morning we're in verse number 14 together. Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 14, the Bible says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." If you'll hold your finger here and go over to the book of Acts with me, I don't think that I have to talk you into the knowledge of the fact that we live in a very dark world. The Bible says that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. We live in an evil world, and therefore it's a dark world. Dark world. People's minds and what they think about, they're in a very dark place, many of them. Their heart is darkened. And the Word of God lets us know in Acts chapter 26, shows us the great need of light when the Bible said in verse number 15, as the Apostle Paul is giving his testimony, he says, "And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest." I'm in Acts 26 now, verse 16. "But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee." Watch verse 18. "To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." The Lord says what we need is we need somebody to open the eyes of the world. We need somebody to shine the light and bring someone from darkness to light, to turn them from the power of Satan to God. It is a dark world we live in because of the evil. It is a dark world because of Satan's power that he has in this world. He is the god of this world, and he's blinded the minds of people lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. And the devil has darkened people's hearts, and he has darkened our world because he comes from a place of darkness. The Bible tells us that hell is a place of outer darkness. And so what the devil's trying to do is work hell in people's minds and hell in people's hearts, and he wants that darkness to pervade their lives. And the only hope of darkness is light. Is light. Without light, nothing will live. Things die without light. And I want to look this morning in our text the fact that he says, ye are the light of the world. The world is not so dark because of evil. The world is not so dark because of Satan's power. The world is getting darker by the day because the light of the world is not shining. Would you think about that just for a moment? The reason that we have light on this planet that comes in, I'm talking about our electric lights, is because the sun, God hung a star up there. He hung the sun to bring light into the world. He said, let there be light, and there was light. And that's the first thing I want to talk to you about this morning. What is the source of light? Because if the darkness is going to go away, if the power of darkness, if the power of the devil, if light's going to be shown in a dark world, what's the source of that light? And the thing is, Matthew chapter 5 is not the first time in this book that this book is talked about light. And the first time he talks about light is in the previous chapter, if you would go there with me, just turn back a page, where God says a great light comes to people. And he says in Matthew chapter 4, in verse number 12, now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness, saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. What was the source of that light? The source of that light was not religion. The source of that light was not humanitarianism or just camaraderie or the love that people have for each other. The source of that light, the people that sat in darkness, saw great light. Light was sprung up, and that's because the Lord Jesus Christ came to their town. Jesus said this. He says, I am the light of the world. Jesus is the source of the light. Before you ever get to Matthew chapter 5 saying ye are the light of the world, you've got to understand Matthew chapter 4 that the source of that light is Jesus. The Bible says in John chapter 1, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. Again, no life. Everything on this planet would die if it was not for the sun that God put up in up there to shine upon us and bring light into the world. Jesus is the source of that light. I am the light of the world. Jesus said another place in John, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. But now what happened? Jesus left the world, did he not? He's not in the world right now. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, S-O-N, is also the Son of Righteousness, S-U-N. But he's in heaven now. You know what that means? That means it's nighttime. Did you know I was preaching down in Mississippi this week? And I was preaching, and I gave an illustration about how in the 70s, anybody remember 1970s? Some of you didn't even exist in 1970s. 1970s. NASA sent what they call a Voyager. Sent a Voyager out. And what that Voyager did, it just kept traveling through our solar system until it got to the end of our solar system. And you know how long it took? They shot that rocket through there and shot that Voyager out through there. You know how long it took for them to get to the end of our solar system? 40 years. Traveled for longer than some of you have been alive. Just kept traveling, 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 and it got to the end of our solar system. You know what the truth is about that? As you look at our solar system, I don't know, it's something like 92 billion miles away or whatever it is, to the edge of it, just our solar system. You know there's no stars in our solar system, but one. 40 years traveling in the distance and not a star in the dark universe. You say, where did all those stars go? Oh, they're outside. They're so far away. They're outside of our solar system. That shows you the amazing thing of God. And God says this, this is what I'm going to do for your solar system. I'm going to give you one light. I'm going to give you one star. But that one star is going to be big enough and bright enough and powerful enough for your whole solar system. It's going to be all that you need for your planet. It's going to be all that you need for your life. One star shining, the day star, he calls it in the book of Peter calls it. The day star. Until the day dawn and the day star rise in your heart. The day star, that's the sun. But you know what happened when Jesus Christ, he was the great light. But when Christ left this planet, it got dark. The sun went down. And even as we've seen some of the most beautiful sunsets, have we not? And they can be blood red and they can be all, what a picture of how the Lord Jesus Christ, as he left this world, as the sun left this world, and he bled and he died and he gave himself for us. And yet the light went out. So this is what he did. He says, you're the light of the world. Aren't you glad at nighttime there's still light? There's still light. Now, when you look up in the sky and you see light, there's some stars up there. But the biggest thing that brings light to us in the darkness is the moon. Isn't that right? You know what's funny about the moon? The moon's just a big old rock. The moon doesn't have any power of its own. The moon does not have any shining light of its own. But yet it lights up our darkened world. It lights up our darkened sky. Because God set it there. But all it does, it reflects that sunlight that hits it. And while it's dark, the sun's still there. But it's not in our view. But the only light this planet gets outside of the stars that are not even in our solar system is the reflection of the sun on the moon. That sun sends its beams to that moon. And that moon shines and reflects the light of the sun. It has no light on its own, but it is reflecting a greater light, you see. Do you know that's what we do? If you're saved by the grace of God, that's what the church does. We don't have any power of our own. We don't have any light of our own. But we are reflecting from another world the sun, the Lord Jesus Christ, that shined in our hearts to give the light of the glory of Christ, of his face, you see. But now, wait a minute. You know, every now and then, the moon has no light. For centuries, some people in human history, they've gone crazy. When the moon's just put out, it's called an eclipse. I mean, it's just as black as it can be. and the moon no longer reflects the light of the sun. And you know what happens? The world gets in between. Listen. The world gets in between the moon and the sun, and you have no light. Church, we are the light of the world, and this is what I'm telling you. If you let the world, if you let the things of this world, if you let this earth get in between you and Jesus Christ, it will not only hurt you and your family, but it stops the light. It stops people from getting the light that they need. They've let something come between them and the sun. Oh, how we need to shine the light of God, but we can't do that if we let the world come in between us and Jesus. Our job is to shine His light. And without it, the world doesn't get any light. And Jesus says, ye are the light of the world. I'm not in here, but you need to reflect my light. I'm the source of the light. Not only is Christ the source of light. Would you look back in your text with me, please? But the Bible says in verse number 15, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. A candle is the source of light, not just our sun, but if you light a candle, that candle will bring forth light in a house. You know what the Bible says about candles? It says in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, listen now, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. The candle of the Lord. There's these heathen people that say we all have light and truth and something about God in us. That's not true. We are all sinners. We are all depraved. But here's what can happen. God can light your candle. Matter of fact, I think we all just read that. Would you go to James chapter 1? I remember the day the Lord lit my candle. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. The Lord's spirit can join with your spirit and make you a child of God, and your spirit will be one with His spirit. James chapter 1. Watch this. It's down to verse, I'll just grab your Bible, brother. Here we go. James chapter 1, the Bible said in verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of what? Father of what? Lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Look at the next verse. Of His own will begat He us with the word of truth. In other words, God is light, the Bible says. He's the source. But if you'll come to the Father, if you'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says you can be born again and He'll light your candle. And now you've got light. Light's put in you. The Bible talks about people that came to Jesus. It says, ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. In other words, the Father of lights lit your candle. On the inside, the spirit of man is the candle. Has the Lord ever lit your candle? Has the Spirit of God, as it were, ever struck a match and brought light into your life? You ever been born again? Is the Spirit of God in you? He that's joined the Lord is one Spirit. Have you received Jesus Christ and you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise? And boy, here comes the candle. The candle's lit. You know why we don't have a lot of light? We don't have enough candles. We don't have enough people that have been lit by the Spirit of God and a fire You know what he said about John the Baptist? He was a burning and a shining light. The Lord struck a match, struck his spirit on John's spirit, and let him burn. God, give us some Christians that'll be a candle. You say, I'm not much. Yeah, but you can be a candle. If you ever lose power in your house, it's just a pitch black, you can't even see your hand in front of your face. The smallest of candles, the smallest of candles can bring all the light you need. And it seems like the darker the night is, the brighter the light will be, even if it's a little candle. I wonder this morning, are you one of the Lord's candles? Are you shining the light of the gospel and of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you a candle in this darkness? The Bible said in verse number 15 of our text, he said, men light a candle, but these candles he's talking about, men didn't light them. The Lord lit them. His nature burning on our nature. His truth burning through our life. The light that's shining is ours, but it came from the Father. That's why the Bible says here in this verse, and he says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven, because the Father was the one that brought the light to you. And that's why he gets all the glory if you're able to shine a light, because that candle wasn't your light, it was his light. But I have seen candles smaller and smaller. And usually the candle gets smaller and smaller because maybe the wick gets dirty. The wick needs trimming. Oh, would we let God trim some things off of our life and clean our life up so his light would burn a little better from us? The source of light is Christ. The source of light here is a candle. I see another thing in the text. He said in Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 14, you're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Not just a candle. And thank God for the candle. But then he says, no, that light is not alone. That light is a city and it's set on a hill. He's likening ye are the light of the world. In other words, you're not out there by yourself. There's a whole bunch of candles. And those candles are all together on the same hill. Those candles are all together on the same hill. That hill of God, that hill of Calvary, that Mount Zion that the church is shining forth from, those candles get together and they make up a city, you see. And you can't hide a city. Matter of fact, you really can't even hide a candle, which is the point of the text. But you sure can't hide a city. You know what we're supposed to be, church? We're supposed to be a city that this dark world says, well, oh, it's dark here. Yeah, but there's a place over there where there's some light. And it may be dark right here in my world, but there's another world up there on top of that hill. And if I'll go to that hill, I can find the same light that they have, and I can get the light that I need for my life and my family. That's why the devil attacks the church, because he doesn't want the city to shine, you see. That's why the devil don't want you a part of the church, because your candle's important, but if it's by itself, if it's not in the city, it just doesn't shine as brightly. Because you know what you're supposed to do with a candle? Look at your text right there. What are you supposed to do with a candle? What does he say right there? He says they light a candle, and what do they do with it? They put it on a what? They put it on a candlestick. a candlestick. In other words, the candle's purpose is not to be by itself. The candle's purpose is to go put it on a candlestick where there's a whole bunch more candles so there can be a whole lot more light. Guys, the reason we have a dark world is because there are saved people in this world, but many of them aren't getting their light on the candlestick. They're not putting their candle on the candlestick. You say, what's a candlestick? God tells you all that too. That's Revelation. Revelation chapter 1. The seven churches, he says, are the seven golden candlesticks. And he talks about all those churches in the book of Revelation. He says, you better straighten up or I'm going to take away your candlestick. A candlestick is a church. God intended for every Christian that has had the light of Christ struck on their spirit to put on a candlestick. And then all these candlesticks shine brighter and brighter and brighter. And that's why the devil's working overtime to get you off of a candlestick. Because the deal is the light. Oh, we can shine so much brighter together. We can't support people all around the world individually. But we can do it together. We can't make as big a difference individually as we can together. So why don't you take your candle and put it on a candlestick and don't put it under a bushel. And Mark says this, the book of Mark says this also. He said, you don't take a candlestick and put it under a bushel or under a bed. Now what's going to happen if you put a candlestick under a bushel? If y'all know what a bushel is? Come on, we're from the South here. We know what bushel baskets are, don't we? You take a bushel basket of sweet potatoes or whatever it might be. You know, it's a basket. You don't take one of those baskets and put that candle under that. You know what you're going to have? You're going to have one of two things. That light's going to go out real fast because it'll lose air. The devil's trying to suck the air out of some of you. You know what does that? You know what I think a bushel stands for? I think it stands for your work. I mean, we go out and we labor. That's what they did in the Bible. They labored in the field and they filled up those bushel baskets with their labor. You know, if you're not careful, you'll let your work suck the air out of your light. Your light's not intended to be put under a bushel. In other words, your life isn't about your work. Your life is about your candle. Your life's about shining God's light to people that are around you in darkness. I'm telling you again, the reason we have a dark world is not because the world's so evil and the devil's so bad. The world's always been evil and the devil's always been bad. But the problem is the lack of light. Beware of the bushel. Beware of wrapping your life up in your career or what you're doing that you fail to see that the important thing about you is letting your light so shine. Don't let anything get in the way of that. Mark says not only people can take a candle and put it under a bushel, but you can put it under a bed. Now that's a good way to start a fire. You don't want to put it under a bed. Now think about that. If the bushel, I think, would represent someone's labor, what's the bed going to represent? What do you do with the bed? We no longer say, you know, I slept like a baby. Don't say that. Say, I slept like a teenager. Yeah. What do we do with beds? We go to sleep. You know what happens to us so many times, church? We spend so much time in the bed that our lights are not shining. Our own comfort, our own rest, our own apathy, taking our ease instead of letting our light shine. The Bible says you don't take a candle and you don't put it under a bushel. A candle's not to be alone. A city's not alone. It's to shine together, it's to shine without any hindrances. the source of light for the world is Christ, on the candle, together in the city. Now I get the last point this morning. That's the source of light. Christ, a candle in the city. Look at where the light's supposed to shine. The Bible says in verse number 14, ye are the light of the, what's that word? World. Look at verse 15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in, what's that word? In the house. Verse 16. Let your light so shine before, what's that word? Men. God says, I want the light to shine in three places. I want it to shine in the world. I want it to shine in the house, and I want it to shine unto men individually. Now let's think about those three things before we're done this morning. The purpose of the light is to shine to the whole world. Aren't you glad that God just did not set the sun to shine on one part of this planet? No, He wants the light for the whole world. Look at it. Ye are the light of the world. You know what that shows you? Even our dear friends that go through the book of Matthew and say, well, the book of Matthew is just for the Jewish people. Evidently, they didn't read that verse. He did not want the light just to be for the people of Israel. He wanted the light to be for the whole world. The light is not just for Judea. The light is not just for Galilee. The light is not just for Jerusalem. The light is not just for that little place called Israel. He says, you're the light of the world. I want the light to go in all the world. Because the whole world's dark and they need light. You know what that means? That means light's not just for the United States. It's not just for America. It's not just for our own communities. That's why we at our church, we emphasize world missions, because God does not just want the light in America. He wants it all around the world. It's the light of the world that He tells us to be. Not just the light of Ardmore or the light of Alabama. It's not just light for the Western world. It's not just light for white people. Are you with me? It's supposed to be light for the world. And guys, if we don't catch that vision that people in Vietnam need the light shine to them, people in New Guinea need the light shine, people in Japan and Korea and people all around the world, doesn't matter where the world is, my light is not just for me. My light is for the world. He wants it to shine everywhere. And I think some people think that Jesus should have said, you're the light of where you live. That's not what He said. You know why? Because there's men and women and boys and girls and young people just like you all around the planet that have no light. And He says, it's up to you. It's up to me to be the light of the world. They will get no light without us, because ye are the light of the world. Jesus didn't say, I am because I'm gone. You're the ones that are light of the world. And if you don't shine your light all around the world, they're not going to get it. We try to go through the map and say, okay, Lord, where is our church not involved in helping shine the light? We go looking for missionaries. I appreciate all missionaries, guys, but listen, I'm not interested in having 50% of our missionaries that we support missionaries in America. There's something out of balance. That doesn't mean that there aren't valid ministries all around America, but there is a whole world in darkness, and can we not get one light over there? That's why we took on somebody to Suriname. We went and found him. I went and found a guy going to Suriname. We support Brother Mariner, and he's there trying to shine his light. Brother Fleur just said, Brother Fleur and I have been talking. We're talking about taking all of our candles down there. Amen. Visiting, take all of our candles down there and just striking them, letting them burn. You know why? Because every place in this world needs a light. And that's what Jesus is saying. The light's not just for you, it's for the world. But the next thing he says is, and by the way, we sing, send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore, send the light. But you know what? The last time I checked, my lights don't stay on if I don't pay my light bill. You know, you got light in here this morning. You know why? Somebody paid the light bill. And you know what we do? You know what we do at the church here? Because, man, we're forgetful. We put the thing on auto pay. You know, if you walked into church this morning and we did, or tonight, and the lights didn't work, and you said, why aren't the lights working? I said, well, we forgot to pay the light bill. How happy would you be? I said, all right, everybody, just burn your candle tonight. Bring your flashlight. Oh, boy, there'd be roast preacher. Can't they pay their stinking light bill? You know how bad character is not to pay your light bill? You know how worse care it is to expect somebody else to pay your light bill? I love Brother Monty, but I would never go to Brother Monty and say, Brother Monty, I got my light bill from Huntsville Utilities yesterday. Would you pay my light bill? I wouldn't do that to Monty. Yeah, he might. I don't know. Gail may not let him. I don't know. I wouldn't ask him to pay my light bill. It's my job to pay that light bill. Guys, we're the light of the world. You know what that means? That means we got to pay the light bill. That's why we sacrifice. That's why we prioritize in our budgets and in our families and in our bills. Hey, we got to pay the light bill. We got to get the light. Because that's what I am. I'm not about just my job, my bushel or my bed. I'm about shining the light to the world. And I don't expect other people to pay my light bill. I've got to pay it. Ye are the light of the world. The light is for the world. The light, the next verse number 15. Neither men light a candle and put it on a bushel, but on a candlestick, and to give the light unto all that are in the house. The light is for the world, but the light is also for the house. Though God tells us, for so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. Though we are to take the light to the ends of the earth, we cannot fail to let the light shine in our houses. Because there's other people that need to see the light in my house. Do you remember the little parable Jesus gave in Luke 15 about that poor little woman? She lost something. There was something lost in her house. And the Bible says she went and lit a candle and went through her house. And you know what happened? Because of that candle and that light, she found what was lost in her house. I wonder how many of us realize there could be some lost people in my house. And it's not just important for me to be a Christian at church. And it's not just an important thing for me to be a Christian on the outside or on the mission field somewhere, but I need to be making sure I'm shining the light in my home, because there's some other lost things in my home. Oh, God have mercy upon us. There'll be some parents that stand before God one day and they were just sure that one of their own children weren't lost, but they were. Better shine the light at home. May we not be guilty of trying to bring the light to India, but we can't be lights in our home. There's a lot of darkness in God's people's homes. Let's get the lights on. Let's shine Jesus. Let's let the character of Jesus shine through. Because there may be something lost in the house. We're letting the light shine this morning in this church house. I'm not such a fool to think that everybody in this building is saved by the good grace of God. I sure hope you are. I can't see your heart. I don't know if you are or not. But what I'm trying to tell you is that even in the house, there are things and people that are lost. That's why we shine the light. He says, I want that light to shine in the world. I want that light to shine in your house. And then he says, let your light so shine before men. Go shine it to some individual. Wherever you find yourself. Maybe at your workplace. Maybe at your school. Maybe at a nursing home. Maybe in a prison. Maybe at the mechanic down the road where you take your car. But let your light shine before the men. Before the people of the world individually. We don't shine our light where men are not. You say, well, what does it matter? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. How do I shine my light, preacher? The Bible tells us that that light is the glorious gospel. Tell somebody the gospel. Tell them about how Jesus died for them, how he was buried, how he rose from the dead. The Bible said in Philippians 2, you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life. The Bible says that this book is that light. We have a more sure word of prophecy. He says that's a light that shines in a dark place. The book says thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light. Shine it before men. Speak what God spoke to men. Tell them what he said in the book. Speak the word of God. Shine the light. We don't care about your last vacation that you want to post or your new outfit that you bought or the new pots and pans that you found on sale. Christians post everything in the world but the light. Post the light. Shine the light. We talk about everything else but what God said. And the world is dark because nobody is shining this. And you can do that easy. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. That's light. God will bring every work into judgment. That's the light. It's appointed unto men once to die. That's the light. Guys, we talk about everything but the light. He says, shine it before men. It's not enough that you have it in your soul. Shine it to somebody else personally. Don't you feel a little convicted about that? How many of us here this morning, because of our personal shining of the gospel to someone, they're in this church right now. Because we shined our light to them. Or are we just going to live through life and let the darkness keep grabbing people? Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. Don't hide your light. Shine it for the glory of God. We're not shining the light to build a big church. We're not shining the light so we can brag to others how bright we glow. We're shining the light so people will be brought out of the darkness and our Heavenly Father will be glorified.